This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Seven after the hour. Hi.
How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen with stories and input from Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. It is the DJV experience. Thanks to Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're going to have some fun food ideas for summertime in a few moments to bolster your overview of today, making today a better day.
It's barbecue season.
Couple, it is. You're right. Couple of people in the news today. John Harris fell overboard, and he didn't have a life jacket. He was fishing off the Gulf, off of Tampa in the Gulf of Mexico, and he was pretty clever. He relied on some flotation devices borrowed from a crab trap to keep him above the water while he awaited his rescue. His nephew reported him missing. Officers spotted his boat with nobody on it. Coast Guard launched a full-scale search. When a vessel rescued him late in the day, the buoys that had kept him afloat for almost 24 hours were from a crab trap. I wonder what happened to the crabs that were in the trap.
Huh? The crab trap.
Crab trap.
Crab trap.
Not as exciting as I thought it might be. Okay.
You want to try something else?
Yeah. Elizabeth Gooding, the plaintiff in a case that's being litigated by the American Civil Liberties Union in Rhode Island. They're suing the YMCA of Providence on behalf of this lady who's a former yoga teacher, saying that the YMCA violated her right to breastfeed her daughter in public by asking her to move away from the child care center at the Y so the young boys wouldn't see her. How about that? Mm-hmm. Case against the community YMCA represents one of a string of incidents at Ys across the country, apparently, that have drawn scrutiny from those who advocate breastfeeding, which is all people who have any sense at all. I don't know about the public side
right there?
Of it, but breastfeeding or in public?
Victoria Cara, public breastfeeding, yes or no?
If you have to do it, then yes.
Well, public, okay, but public meaning, are you covered? I mean, if you're in a restaurant, if you're covered, sure, that happens all the time.
Yeah. As someone who has a niece who is a newborn who has to feed whenever
constantly
and wherever she, like, whenever I go to visit, it is, I don't know, she feeds, and then a couple hours later she has to feed, and if she doesn't eat, she's going to be screaming and unhappy.
Oh, yeah. Then well, no one wants you to starve a baby.
Yeah, I mean, where are you?
My friend and I went out to lunch last year when her baby was a newborn, and she just had the little, like, sling thing that covered her, and it was as if nothing ever happened. No one even noticed.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's because she's my sister, and I'm very used to seeing her, and I've grown up with her, but it's not obscene. I don't know, I feel like people are making it to be this obscene thing that's gross, but
yeah.
It's I don't know, it's super normal. So unless you're, yeah, I can understand not wanting to just see, like, look over and see a random person with their boobs sitting out, but most people don't do that.
Yeah, no one, I don't know anyone who does that. I see plenty of people breastfeeding. You wouldn't, actually, if it's done the right way in public, you shouldn't even know if it's happening or not. You know, there's just a baby in a little sling under there, and that's it. It's, I don't get it.
So
did
Jennifer,
did your daughter breastfeed Miles?
Yes.
And did she have any issues?
My children were breastfed by my former wife, and I will tell you that it not only did it raise the ire of people in restaurants and places in public, even though she was very private about it, and then she basically got to a point where she didn't care, but my stepmother was ridiculous about it to the point of being so annoying. When we would go there for dinner, normally Sundays we'd go over there for dinner, and, Tony would breastfeed Megan and Brendan, and Frances would make this big deal out of it, like she didn't want to see it. And it got to the point where we stopped going because...
At her house?
Yeah.
I think it's weird at the house.
It was weird. So anyway, Jennifer, but you obviously had a reason for asking Kara.
Well, I'm just curious how much popular opinion has changed. Because it used to be that kind of thing was very private. You did it, you know, you tried to do it at home or you did it in a bathroom. And I think now this new, I think younger women feel more comfortable.
But why has it changed? What's different? Is it women working? This woman,
I think it's women just saying,
this
I don't
woman
care,
is
I'm
their
doing
yoga
it in
teacher.
Natural. Right.
She's there with her baby. She's yoga. She teaches 8 yoga classes a day. And so she has her baby with her.
I really asked the question with no, ulterior motives. I was curious to know what people thought because I always put myself in someone else's situation. I don't think that I would probably try to find some sort of place to go to feed my baby if it were me. I just am more private like that. But I know that that's not always a thing. And maybe as you have the baby for a few months, you get more comfortable just kind of anywhere. But that's why, I mean, really my question was asked out of curiosity, whether it's...
I think that things change after you have the baby and you realize that that's your priority and it doesn't necessarily, you can't just leave and go wherever you want to do it. I mean, my sister is super private. We couldn't post pictures until she wanted to. She didn't find out the gender. She didn't tell anyone what the gender was. It was just... a very private situation before the baby was born, and I think it still is. I mean, she's not sharing all that much unless people come to visit. So I don't know. I think things just change. After
Googling this, I fell upon a story of a mother that was asked to find a private room because the church, the priest in the church didn't want to see her breastfeeding while service was going on. So the priest said to her, please find a private room. Instead of having the child with her in church. All kinds of stories.
I feel like there's just a huge difference between what is okay and what's not. And what's not okay, which I would not be comfortable with, is if it's just some woman who's not making any attempt to cover it up at all.
Right.
And you know, my friend was, we were talking and having lunch, and then before I even knew it, she had the baby in a little papoose thing. And she had, a flap thing over the baby. And before I even knew it, I was like, hey, what's going on under there? And she was like, oh, no, he's feeding. It's good. I'm wow, I didn't even know. So I think there's a huge difference between someone who wants to make a scene or make a statement about being like a hippie mom with your boob out or someone who wants to do it privately but still out in public. So there's a huge difference for me.
There's some fun food ideas around the corner for summertime with a special emphasis on children. We'll have that conversation in just a moment here.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
All right, so we have a situation as we get into Memorial Day, getting to the end of the school year. There are children in our system. There are children in school that depend on what goes on with the school lunch program, breakfast program, that sort of thing, that may not have access to as much good food during the summertime. So we have a conversation to focus on this with Jennifer Williamson, who is a Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation board member and Senior Vice President of Brand and Communications at Sodexo of North America, and Tom Nelson, who is the President of Share Our Strength, which is a nonprofit that's trying to end childhood hunger in our country, both important angles on this. So, Jennifer, let's start with you and try to understand the numbers here. How many children, I don't know if at risk is a fair way of looking at it, but there certainly would be concern because there have become over the years so many people dependent on these programs during the school year.
Yep, and it is certainly something that we are very concerned about. I'm going to ask my associate, Tom, to really walk you guys through the numbers on this.
Okay.
Go ahead, Tom.
Tom, thanks.
Yeah, no, happy to. And Doug, thanks for having us. Summertime should be a time of fun, picnics, play for kids. The reality is that in this country, we've got 1 in 6 kids that struggles with hunger. And as you noted, during the school year, kids may well participate in a lunch program at school, maybe even get breakfast at school. But come summertime, most kids who struggle with hunger are at real risk. So summer becomes the season of hunger, if you will. And only we've got 13 million kids in this country who are at risk of hunger. Only 4 million currently participate in the free federal nutrition programs during the summertime. So we have a lot of kids out there who need good, healthy, nutritious food, and that's what we're working on together with groups like Sodexo. It's a very solvable problem. It's a real problem, but it's solvable.
All right, so Jennifer, let's talk about what Sodexo is doing and why they're doing. Why is this important for you?
Yeah, so Sodexo is one of the leading providers of food service operations here in the United States. And we serve nearly 2 million school meals a day. Our employees see these students, and they know that on the weekends, 1 out of 6 of them doesn't have a reliable source of food. They also know that on holidays and over the summer, 1 out of 6 of these children is not going to have a meal. So we're committed to making sure that we partner with organizations like Share Our Strength, USDA, other groups, to make sure that throughout the course of the summer, we're able to deliver and sustain a food source for these students.
So a practical question, how do you deliver? In school, it's easy. But when there are children all over the place, how do they sign up? How do they know these things exist, and where do they get it?
Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry. You got right to the core of the problem. It's how do they know about it, and how do we get the meals to them? And what we're doing are three very concrete actions. We're actually taking the meals to the kids. So we're taking them to parks where kids may be gathering for summer programming, libraries, a public school, a housing complex. Then the second action is to make sure that people know where to find those sites. And we run a texting service so that you can text and find out what's the site nearest to you. And then finally, to make sure that parents and family members know how to stretch those dollars and cook healthy and nutritious meals, we actually run an educational program called Cooking Matters that teaches the skills, provides the information to create those meals that kids are going to want to enjoy during the summertime.
Yep. All right.
And then on top of that, we also have, throughout the school year, we send home backpacks with the students. We provide 8,300 backpacks every week that go home with students to keep that source of nutrition for them over the course of the weekend. And in the summer, the foundation sponsors a very special program called Feeding Our Future, which is in 23 cities that, again, you can identify where we are, where those locations are through the texting program at Share Our Strength.
All right. So the Cooking Matters thing sounds like it's pretty important along with the rest of the program. How does one find out more about this so that if there's somebody in the family or somebody that someone else may come in contact with? I mean, there are a lot of community programs for camps and that sort of thing. I wonder where those listening might go to get some more information on the whole thing. And I'm especially interested in that Cooking Matters thing. It sounds like something that helps people help themselves.
Yeah,
that
thanks,
makes
Doug.
Sense?
Thanks,
yeah.
Doug. There are two ways to get good information. One is to go to our website, nokidhungry.org. So that's certainly where you can find information about Cooking Matters or how to get involved. But the other thing we want to make sure your listeners know about is the texting to find the summer feeding site. And folks simply need to text the word food to 877-877. Or right, Comida 877-877. It's available both in English and Spanish.
All right. So nokidhungry.org, or you can text food, F-O-O-D, to 877-877. Jennifer Williamson, Tom Nelson, good job. Thank you. 21 past the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Music time, 23 and change after the hour, the DJV experience, with a focus here on the CMT Music Awards. Performances by Florida Georgia Line, the Chainsmokers. I don't think the Chainsmokers were a country group, though.
They're not, really, but I think the Chainsmokers have been getting a big push lately, and so it makes sense that they'd
be... they all die of cancer.
Oh, boy. Do you think they're going to do any country collaborations?
That's what I was getting. Yeah, that's what I was getting at before Doug brought it down. Is that they're probably they all going to try to do some collaborations?
All right. Keith Urban, Carrie Underwood, Lady Antebellum, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I didn't get them as being in the CMT.
Well, that's what they do, though. They cross over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Justin Timberlake was on it a couple of years ago with Chris Stapleton, right?
That was huge.
So they bring in crossover groups because there's nothing country about Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Well, but they're kind of folky, aren't they? I mean, wouldn't you say?
No.
A little soul?
No. Soul, yeah. R&B, yeah. Country? No. But
mix the two up.
It gives somebody another reason for watching it, which is probably pretty smart.
Yeah, and they become known for it. Kind of, you know, the Grammys do the same kind of thing where they try to mix two unexpected sources together, and that's it, and it's cool. You get these great performances that you don't get to see every day of the year.
Yeah, Blake Shelton, Brett Eldridge. Don't know who's Brett Eldridge. Don't know that name.
He's a country singer, new country singer.
Luke Bryan, Miranda Lambert, Thomas Rhett. Have been announced to appear on the CMT Music Awards June 7th, 8 o'clock Eastern in Nashville.
It's going to be a fun show. Yeah.
Charles Esten, who is...
he's in Nashville.
Yeah, he's the announcer for the show. He's
probably the host. Well, you know what's so interesting about... This is so interesting about Nashville is that all of the actors on the show actually do their own music. So they have to sing if they're going to be a part of that show. And he does a great job. He's actually had some hits on the radio that have come from Nashville.
Got it. All right, thanks. That clears it up, Jennifer. That's good. The winner of the 12th season of The Voice, Chris Blue, a worship leader at Cokesbury United Methodist Church in Knoxville, Tennessee. His new song debuts at number one on Billboard's Hot Gospel Song Chart. This song is called Take Me to the King. Oh, my God, I love this kind of music. Listen to this. I don't know this guy. You guys were both talking off the air about how fabulous he is. You thought this was great. All right, you want to crank it up, Kara? 3, wow. 30,000 downloads.
I learned something about The Voice, and clearly it must have paid off. I was talking to someone who said that The Voice had made some big changes in the way that they voted because they felt that they weren't getting diverse winners, that they really hadn't had any African-American winners, or it was, you know,
it's been a while,
a lot of white winners, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So what they did is they actually moved up the time of the live show to 5 o'clock so that the West Coast was completely taken out of the voting this year, and that was to give a greater impact and boost to big cities like Detroit and Chicago, so that they're more ethnically diverse, to try to encourage that there would be a African-American winner. And look, here we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, it worked. Bummer for us in California. We never got to vote.
Chris Cornell's wife wrote a letter to her husband at the funeral, and I saw this. I thought I'd read a little of it to you. We've all been talking about this guy dying. And she writes, "To my sweet Christopher, you were the best father, husband, and son-in-law. Your patience, empathy, and love always showed through. You had always said, 'I saved you,' that you wouldn't be alive if it weren't for me. My heart beamed to see you happy, living and motivated, excited for life, doing everything you could to give back. We had the time of our lives in the last decade, and I'm sorry, my sweet love, that I did not see what happened to you that night.
Oh.
I'm sorry you were alone, and I know it wasn't. It was not you, my sweet Christopher. Your children know that, too." I thought that was pretty powerful.
Wow.
Yeah. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there is no more heartwarming sight than a child playing with a puppy or an older dog, or an older cat, or a younger kitten. Most adults do not have their time nor the energy to keep up with the frantic pace of either a young dog or kitten, or perhaps even a young child. But by contributing a ball for a game of catch, parents create the perfect way to channel both youngsters' seemingly boundless energies. In addition to helping develop a loving relationship between the child and the pet that will last a lifetime, this activity is bound to leave both players exhausted after a while, and that will give the parents some time to relax. You know, all the new studies indicate that kids that grow up with pets grow up much more stable than kids that don't. Because after all, think about this. Everyone's demanding on the child. The teachers want grades. The parents want grades. They have conflict with other students their own age. But the one consistent thing in their life is their dog or their cat. The dog or cat can care less if they got a C on their papers or a D on their papers, as long as they give them a hug and a kiss. A pet for your kids, good relationship for life. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. If you've been hauling laundry up and down stairs, why not move the laundry room closer to where the dirty clothes pile up? To start, you're going to need a pro to move the water lines, the wiring, and the dryer vent. Full-size machines can be stacked to save space, or plan your new laundry mecca to include storage, ironing gear, and hampers for colors and whites. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Drink. Drink to that. It's 34 after the hour. I'll drink to this program. I'll tell you, it's a great way for me to spend lots of hours with people that I really love and enjoy. Jennifer Horn is here. Tori Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. And you can follow us every day on Twitter. And then you can follow us at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. And then the stories that we have some of the stories, the stories behind the stories that we post at facebook.com/DJV Show. A lot of things going on. Sports news coming up with Biff and Biff in a few moments. First, however, it's time for me to be a statistician. Everybody ready?
Ready.
I have researched this information.
Yeah.
What was that?
Hello? What just happened?
I had an insinuating giggle.
There was no insinuating giggle. You just said you were going to be a statistician.
I am going to be a statistician, yes.
Okay. I'm just hoping I don't have to do math because I don't like when that happens.
According to the American Ash Recycling Center, who knew there was such an organization, the value of loose change that the residents of York County, Pennsylvania, threw out with the garbage last year was $43,000.
Wow.
They apparently have a metal detector to collect money. What'd you say?
That's a huge score. That's
yes,
a lot of money.
Yes, it is. $43,000. I wonder what they do with the dough. What do you suppose? Huh? people that work at the recycling center.
Who throws out money? I mean, who's that guy? I mean, every once in a while, maybe a penny might sneak by me, but really, who throws out, like, quarters?
It comes on the washing machine.
Yeah,
it does. I do it, leave it in the pants. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Here's another stat, Victoria. The number of stops a New York subway train made last year with a dead person on board before somebody reported him, 20.
I bet you smelled them, though, because homeless people just die, and they reek anyway on the subways. And then, you know, that's my favorite tip to give to anyone visiting. Kara's going to be visiting New York City next week. Yeah. If you think that you've scored an empty car by yourself and it's so great, it's not. There's a reeking homeless person on that car, and that's why it's empty.
All right, to Los Angeles we go. Jennifer, this is for you. According to the stats, the most common female name in the telephone directory, or whatever it is that we use now for finding telephone names, there are 3,000 listings with the first name of Kim.
Kim, huh?
Kim.
Interesting.
It could be. Do you think that's partially...
Is that from Koreatown?
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's probably because that's an American name and also has an Asian influence, so that makes sense.
Yep. Okay, let's see here. I have the farm report before we do the sports report. A couple of moving experiences. This is the story. Oh, stop it, would you please? This is the story of a teacher who gave children at the Washington Elementary School in Mount Vernon, Washington, the opportunity to challenge each other. They're selling chocolates over the past 2 weeks for money for the parent-teacher organization, things at school that the taxpayers don't pay for. So the teacher's name is Mary Heath. And a youngster was given the prize of kissing two calves from the farm named Rise and Shine. The principal fulfilled her end of the bargain after promising students that if they reached the goal of 60% school participation in the student fundraising drive, she would allow them to kiss a cow. The children met the goal, raised $11,000 last week selling chocolates.
Wow.
Money goes to theater programs, student programs in the school. And yes, a youngster did kiss Rise and Shine. And according to the youngster, they had no taste. Their noses were clean as a whistle. Sounds like, all right, wait a minute. Here's another story from down in the farm. You ready? The story comes from Amsterdam, where there used to be sort of a path that was created by animals. And this was a path that was created by farmers and animals to move the manure from midtown Amsterdam, 26 miles away, to a place outside of town where they dump the manure. So for the last 26 years, they've been having the annual dung race in Amsterdam, and the competitors move from this province around Amsterdam to a city named Wormond, Wormond. The event commemorates journeys made by farm families who use this path and the canals of Amsterdam to transport manure. So every year they have the...
I have a dung race every time I go into a bookstore.
Manure. How's that? Huh?
Haven't you noticed that every time you walk into a bookstore you have to potty?
Oh!
I have not noticed that.
I've never had that happen.
It's the smell of the paper. It gets me all excited.
Really?
I think that's a you thing. I'm not sure that happens.
It is not just
else.
A me thing. Please.
Do you talk about this to a lot of people?
Yeah, my mom. It's like immediate. She walks in the door and she whammo right to the bathroom.
No, that's a family trait. That's genetic.
Maybe you guys just have bladder issues and it just happens to always be.
Victoria, I'm not talking about your bladder.
Oh.
Which makes it even weirder. I really don't get that.
This conversation. What?
Wow.
Oh, please. Seriously, this is like somebody saying they don't tinkle in the pool.
No, it's Everybody not. Does. I'm not even kidding. I've never.
I don't poo in bookstores. I could definitely
the best place,
say
I'm
that.
Telling you, if you're constipated, just head over to a Barnes & Noble if you can find one. They're closing all over. It's terrible.
Maybe more problems with constipation.
Take a few deep breaths. You'll smell that ink in the paper and whammo. Mm.
Really?
Dung Race 2017.
Wow.
I'm just a little bit Jennifer and her family. We weren't counting on hearing today.
Yeah.
All right, here's the story of a woman who operates an escort service suing the publisher of the Mid-Atlantic Adult Guide. The suit is for defamation. It says the listing of her business under the heading In-Call and Massage is misleading. Lady's name is Paige Barnes. Says that her referral service is non-sexual. The service is for professional men in need of companionship.
Mm-hmm, sure.
The fellow that publishes the guide, name is Ivan Monet, says, well, he said, oh, okay, I'll publish a retraction, but at the same time he said, quote, I don't know any guy who's going to pay $150 an hour to be alone with a pretty girl and not have something happen.
Exactly. What right. man is going to pay someone to talk with them? Not many.
I'd pay you to talk with me. It's not $150 an hour, though.
That's right. Maybe we should have a chat.
Okay. Star Wars' official 40th birthday is today. Do you know that?
Happy birthday, Star Wars.
I thought it was
Star
the 4th because of the 4th be with you, but Victoria tells me that I'm erring when I assume that. So why is
Well, there
it?
Is something associated with May the 4th be with you, but I don't know what it is.
Oh.
There is something else, but today, and it's trending on Twitter, Star Wars 40th is today.
It opened on this date, 1977. And look at the careers of the people that were attached to it, and the whole saga, the story, and how it has flourished. It's just an amazing experience. And great stories. The stories are always great. They really are. I love them, frankly. So that's good. It's cool to remember that. All right, let's get to sports. Biff and Biff. Biff Keelan and Biff Horn are here. Let's start with Biff Keelan because this is a New York story. The Yankees are going to boycott a parade. Why?
Well, yeah, the Yankees yesterday made the announcement that they're joining the Fire Department of New York City and a few other high-profile organizations. They're dropping out of the Puerto Rican Day Parade. It's in response to the parade organizers' plans to honor the freed militant Oscar Lopez Rivera. I admittedly do not know much about him other than the fact that he was sentenced to 55 years in prison in 1981. He was an ultra-nationalist, led a Puerto Rican group. They were apparently responsible for bombings and things like that. He served 35 years in prison until his sentence was commuted by President Obama. So other organizations are also skipping the parade this year. NYPD's Hispanic Society and the Rafael Ramos Foundation are two big sponsors of the Puerto Rican Day Parade, and they're all pulling out. So this seems like this was a really bad person to honor.
It seems
like it's
way.
A bad choice.
Yes, it would seem
and
that way.
As someone who lives in New York, don't these things always turn violent? I mean, I remember being in New York a few years ago, and I think that people were getting raped or something in the park when this was going on.
The Puerto Rican Day Parade?
Yeah.
I mean, not in recent times that I know of. I mean, there's always, with any day, there's always something going on in New York that's not necessarily tied to what was happening. But, no, I mean, for the most part, I used to live on the east side where the parade ended, and it was just a lot of, you know, like, loud music and dancing and stuff, but there was never anything that I saw that was violent.
All right. Let's move across the country to Jennifer. Where, speaking of bad people, Commissioner Roger Goodell is at it again.
No, ruining all of our fun. So you know how fun it is when your favorite NFL player scores a touchdown and he does that, you know, celebratory kind of dance maybe and has a little fun with it? Well,
yeah.
Apparently.
Throw the ball on the ground and do
maybe
that.
Maybe I'm the only one that likes it. I don't know. One of the biggest complaints. That NFL fans have about the league is going away. Commissioner Roger Goodell announced that the NFL is relaxing some of their rules against celebrations that helped earn the nickname No Fun League. Get that? NFL No Fun League. Players will now be able to use the ball as a prop. Once again, they can celebrate on the ground and dance with their teammates after a score. The NFL isn't throwing out all excessive celebration penalties, however. Referees can still flag players for celebrations that could slow down the game, jeopardize player safety, or give young fans the wrong impression. Goodell said the league wanted to allow players more room to have fun after they make big plays. But I think maybe they just realized they have these players would still celebrate a little bit. I mean, come on. Rob Gronkowski, he would still dance at the score. I mean, these things still happen. So don't make it illegal. Have some fun. I mean, my goodness.
It was crazy that they ever made this illegal.
I know, and the fans
and the fans all love it. I mean, Victor Cruz doing the salsa. I mean, everybody wants to see what these guys are going to come up with. It's fun.
All right, let's give thanks for the support that people have given to the folks that put ParachuteHome.com on the map, the people who started this business. It is not in-store. It is online. You purchase things. You get them shipped to you, bedding, towels, linen, things for your home. You don't like them, you send them back. That's how, and it doesn't cost you anything. When you use ParachuteHome.com/DJV, free shipping, free returns. But my guess is that you're not going to, how do they make a successful business? This is one of those businesses just getting started, and man, they having success because the product they send you and the way they take care of you means that they respect you and they care about your business. Isn't that what you want from somebody that you spend your money with? You want to be respected for having chosen them and their product, and you want them to appreciate you. And that doesn't happen very often anymore because all the consolidation, the retail business, and with big companies taking over almost every aspect of every business, here is this neat company headquartered in Venice Beach. They have a storefront there. You can walk in and see. You can just feel how good it is to be there. The people like working there, and the way they service their customers, the way they take care of the things that are most important about their business, and that is satisfaction with the product. ParachuteHome.com/DJV. We all have these sheets. We all love them. We all enjoy how fresh, after they're washed, they feel and smell like they're new. And maybe that's because the quality of the cotton is as good as it is, the best in the world from Egypt. And then they stitch the products together in an Italian factory, and then they ship them to you. So if you're on board with this, help yourself. Go to ParachuteHome.com. Maybe you don't. You're not on board yet, but you want to be. Join Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and me in helping you help yourself to the best bedding at the best price you could find online at ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
A seatbelt can stop you from going into a store. A seatbelt can stop you from climbing a tree. It can stop you from flying or from rolling down a hill. A seatbelt can stop you from doing a lot of things, like crushing bones and damaging vital organs. It can even save your life. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. So buckle up every trip, every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hour, Dr. Ken Kronos joins us with some updates, some tips, some important information from his research in the medical journals. We'll get to that. Dr. Ken brought to you by the folks that bring you Super Beats. Super Beats. Get the bonus that comes with your first experience after you've listened to all of us for all these years talk about how super it is to get your nitric oxide level up so fast. You don't think about NO, not nitric oxide. You think about what it does. I don't expect you to be a doctor. I don't expect you to be a chemist. I don't expect you to know that much other than what we explained briefly about nitric oxide, which is basically a blood booster. It's full spectrum, multifaceted. It opens up, it's remarkable actually, it opens up your pathways for blood to get all over your body, to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body that needs blood to stay healthy. It not only brings the food and the red blood cells and the red blood, but also the white blood cells to protect you from inflammation, injury, and disease. So all these things perform so much better when you are working with the benefit of Super Beets. Delicious circulation superfood. I drink it every day. Ken drinks it every day. The people on my staff. It's amazing energy, amazing stamina, and you know what? There's nothing, it's all natural. Non-GMO beets taste great. They are then powdered after they've been dried and put in a canister and sent to you. So if you want the taste and the benefit of something really good for you every day, Super Beets available at 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Again, one more time, get that bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. Mention Dr. Ken, you get free shipping as well. Super Beets, super important to be super healthy. 800-655-4183.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the National Painting Week sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 29th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
A seatbelt can stop you from going into a store. A seatbelt can stop you from climbing a tree. It can stop you from flying or from rolling down a hill. A seatbelt can stop you from doing a lot of things, like crushing bones and damaging vital organs. It can even save your life. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. So buckle up, every trip, every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
All right, Ken, there's a report this week from the Journal of the American Heart Association about how dangerous it is not to get enough sleep. Not that this is new, but what's the new part of the story here?
Well, this is out of the Journal of the American Heart Association. This involves people who have risk factors for other heart problems. And if you put them together, we call this the metabolic syndrome. These are people who have high blood pressure, they're obese, they have high cholesterol, their waist is too big. And if you have a collection of these risk factors for heart disease, the news is that if you're getting less than 6 hours of sleep per night, you're at a significantly increased risk of dying early.
Well, what happens if you, every once in a while, you know my sleep habits. Everyone's like, the other night I came back from Los Angeles and I slept for about 4 hours, but then the next night I had 7 and I took a quick nap. So is it every night, or are you in danger if every once in a while you don't get enough
sleep?
Well,
first you have to have the metabolic syndrome, which you don't have. You don't have this collection of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, obesity, diabetes. So you're not in the metabolic syndrome category. And then it's people who have metabolic syndrome, all these risk factors for heart disease, and then usually get less than 6 hours a night. If you have an occasional night, that's not what's going to kill you.
No, it's a constant not getting enough
sleep.
It's
a lifestyle.
Yeah, and is it daytime sleep? It isn't as good. Even if you certainly don't want to get only 4 hours sleep. And a lot of people that do the night shift do only sleep 4 or 5 hours during the day. That's really bad, right?
That is not good. And then what's bad is when you rotate.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.